Hello everyone, welcome to the WPD Charging March 2019 podcast. I'm Simon Yeo and today I'm joined by Dave Ornell from our WPD Income team. I'm here to talk about recent charging updates, current accuser change proposals or DCPs, DCP 66A, known as supplier forecasts, the targeted charge review or TCR, and the significant code review or SCR. And of course we will touch on supplier of last resort, Solar. This is how it's going to work today. I've got a series of questions for Dave to answer, and hopefully these will cover off and answer the sort of questions you have yourself. If not, you can email wpdpricing@westernpower.co.uk and we will be happy to help. Great, so here it goes with the first question. And the first question I have is about Octopus Energy. They were appointed supplier of last resort, or Solar, to IRESA Limited, and have made a supplier of last resort claim. What does this mean for our customers, Dave?
Okay, that's a very good question to start off with. Octopus Energy submitted a claim for SOLR to the DNOs for the April 19 charging year. This has therefore required WPD to increase our fixed charges for domestic customers for April 19 charging year by 0.08 pence per day.
Okay, so this sounds to me like we've had to charge outside of our normal common distribution charging methodology. Have WPD and other DNOs had to seek derogations from Ofgem to charge outside and to change charges with less than the normal 15 months notice?
Yes, we have. The DNOs sought a joint derogation from Ofgem and have since received consent. We have published the consent from Ofgem on our website under our network and use of system charges. We have also published the new updated charging statements and schedules here as well.
Okay, so that covers off the Solar adjustment for 1920. Are there any more Duos charging updates for 1920?
No, not for Duos, but we have published our miscellaneous charging statements on our website under our network and use of system charges. We publish these every year at the beginning of February.
Okay, thanks Dave. So let's now move on to the 2021 charging year. And when did you publish use of system charges? April 20.
Well, as mentioned earlier, we have to give 15 months notice for publishing distribution use of system charges. Therefore, we published distribution use of system charges for April 20 charging year in December 2018. The schedules and charging statements for these are also available on our website. They are both in PDF and Excel form.
Thanks. Okay, so crucially, the methodology doesn't stay still. The CDCM, the Common Distribution Charge Methodology, is under open governance, so can change. So what changes have we had this year compared with the previous years?
Well, we've had a couple. We had to implement DCP 306, which is the application of licence fees in the PDCM, Price Control Disaggregation Model, which is the IDNO model. And DCP 311, which is the clarification of maximum and minimum NUFs in the EDCM EHV distribution charging methodology.
So what exactly do these do, Dave?
Well, the clarification of maximum and minimum NUFs in the EDCM is more of a housekeeping change to clarify the method of determining the maximum and minimum network use factors. But, however, the application of license fees in PCDM is a slightly bigger change. It removes the cost to the IDNO of the DNO's license fee and provides a small increase to the discounts for the IDNOs. Therefore, it reduces the tariffs DNOs charge to the IDNOs by a small amount.
Okay, thanks. So we've had some methodology changes. Are there any further updates in relation to April 2020 that have happened?
Yes, there is a change. That this is the first time we have used the brand new charging models.
Oh, so new charging models. Do explain.
Well, Electrolink put out to tender the contract for a modelling consultant to support DACUSA change proposals, and included in this was a requirement to build new charging models following, following the charging methodology set in DACUSA. The contract was won by SEPA TNEI, and the result is a new set of charging models for the CDCM, the EDCM, the PCDM, and the ARP, or as it's otherwise known as the Annual Review Pack.
Okay, thanks, Dave. So tell us a bit about the actual differences then between these models then.
Well, there are several. Although the methodology is the same, the models have changed quite a bit. Firstly, a lot of the inputs are done on a horizontal basis, which looks quite different at first, but this does allow the calculations to flow from the inputs through to the end tariffs quite clearly. There are different analysis pages at the end, which has also led us to have to recreate the tariff movement explanation sheets, and so these are done in a very different format from the previous years.
Okay, so the tariff movement explanation sheets sound like they might be of use. Tell us a bit about them.
Well, these are analysis tools that measure the incremental changes for each input. Basically, we as DNOs start with the current pricing year model for April 20, with the previous year inputs put in, so for April 19, and change each input one at a time from April 19 to April 20. And then we record the percentage change in revenue for each tariff as we make each change. So, for example, we change the load factor first, then record the percentage change for this in the input sheet. Then we change the coincidence factor. So at this stage, both the load factor and the coincidence factor have been changed. And we have the aggregate percentage change of both of these entered into the input sheet. The output sheet then subtracts the first change off the second, thus recording the incremental change of each input. We do this until the whole model has been replaced with the current pricing year inputs.
Thanks, Dave. I can imagine you have quite a bit of fun putting those together. But what do they show us for the April 2020 charging year?
Well, the biggest changes tend to be from the forecast units and from the allowed revenue. All of these TMEs are available on our website if you would like to study them further.
Okay, thanks. Excellent. So what was the overall price change between April 19 prices and April 2020 prices?
Well, they have all decreased. The Southwest has decreased by 0.2%. South Wales has decreased by 1.7%. The East Midlands has decreased by 0.9%. And the West Midlands has decreased by 0.7%.
Okay, thanks. And so just for clarity and to be sure we know what these numbers mean, how are these percentage changes calculated?
Well, first we work out the revenue figure by taking the forecast units for the current charging year and multiply these by the previous year prices. Then we work out the current revenue figure by taking the forecast units for the current charging year and multiply these by this year prices. Then we work out the percentage difference between these two revenue figures.
Okay, so that's interesting. So we've looked at the TMEs tell us the tariff changes or the contributory factors for those tariff changes. What are the main contributory factors to the overall price changes that you've just calculated?
Well, generally it's a drop in, well, for this year it's a drop in the pass-through caused by the business rate review, and the negative K factor caused by previous over-recoveries.
Ah, so what is the K factor?
What is the K factor? The K factor is a mechanism in the allowed revenue formula by which if a DNO under-recovers or over-recovers its allowed revenue 2 years later, this is equalised back by the under-recovery or over-recovery plus interest being added or subtracted from the allowed revenue.
Okay, great, thanks. Okay, we can't stray too far away from solar, as you know, but for the past 2 years, we've had to increase our prices, or DOPD has had to increase its prices at short notice following solar claims. Is this likely to happen again for April 20?
Well, hopefully not. The DNOs have been working with Ofgem to make solar claims part of the allowed revenue formula. So, and this will be in the format of the pass-through calculation. We are at the stage now, Ofgem have now consulted on this, and the consultation has now closed.
Okay, so that sounds to me like that could be good news. But I've obviously had a quick look at the licence condition, and it looks a bit complicated. In simple terms, please can you explain how this will work?
Well, of course, I shall try. First, I'll talk a little bit about the pass-through elements. So the DNOs have an element in their allowed revenue formula, which is called pass-through. The pass-through elements are generally for things like the National Grid exit charges or business rates, which the DNO forecasts at the start of the price control, and this is wrapped up in the base revenue. The DNO then has to pay the actual costs in any given year. The difference between the actual and the forecast, which could be positive or negative, is then uplifted by the time value of money and recovered by the DNO in the allowed revenue 2 years later.
So how can this relate to the solar?
Well, Ofgem have consulted on the solar, or SOLR, becoming another element of the pass-through calculation. So a DNO would pay the supplier making the solar claim, and then 2 years later recover this money plus time value of money of all customers.
All right, so this sounds like good news, doesn't it, from everyone's angle, I think. And does it mean that the DNO will never have to change charges at short notice due to solar claims in the future?
Hopefully, that is the idea. Although the new licence condition is only at, I say, its consultation stage, and the consultation has closed, but it's and so has not been confirmed in place yet. In addition, there is a material threshold within the licence condition, whereby if the aggregate value of the solar claims in any given year breach this amount for a given DNO, then the DNO will have the choice to increase their prices for that given year. It doesn't mean they have to increase their prices.
But they have the choice.
But they have the choice.
Okay. So thanks for that update on April 2020 charges. As you say, there weren't an awful lot of methodology changes, but are there many changes in the pipeline waiting to happen?
Well, actually, there is quite a lot, both short-term and long-term. Short-term in the TACUSA change proposals, or the DCPs, and long-term in the targeting charging review, the TCR, and the significant code review, the SCR.
Okay, can you talk about the short-term changes first?
Okay, firstly, there is DCP 268, which is about amalgamating some of the tariffs together so that every tariff is billed on a red, amber, green basis. This was voted to accept by the TACUSA groups and is currently with Ofgem to make a decision on whether it will be implemented. There is also DCP 313, which is looking to allow all non-intermittent generators in the EDCM to receive credits if the load flow modelling produces a credit. This is currently in change report stage with a view to go to the TACUSA voting shortly. There is DCP 266, which is about changes to the IDNO discounts, which is due to go out to consultation shortly. And DCP 325, which is about looking at ways DNOs can provide information to suppliers, which could replace the DCP 66A supplier forecasts and the ARP, and is at an early stage of the change process.
Okay, that all sounds fairly clear. So longer term then, what is this TCR?
Well, the TCR stands for Targeted Charging Review, and looks at the residual charging or scaling, how it's otherwise known, and how this could be applied across the tariffs. Residual charges are the amount of money once the forward-looking charges have been created, which brings the total revenue recovered by the DNO to equal the allowed revenue. Ofgem have at this stage issued a minded to decision that these should be applied on fixed tariffs using the volumes within the tariffs to determine the size of the fixed tariff. More detail and the results of Ofgem's impact assessments can be found in the minded to decision.
Okay, so in terms of implementation, what sort of date were we looking at for the TCR?
Well, the aim of the TCR is to be implemented between April 21 and April 23 charging years.
Okay, thanks, Dave. So let's now talk about the SCR, and what does that stand for?
Well, the SCR stands for Significant Code Review, and is going to look at the fundamentals behind the charges, which include access, forward-looking charges. At the moment, there are three working groups have been set up to deliver three reports by the end of March. There's one group which is looking at the access, the other is on the cost drivers, and the other group is on locational charges.
Okay, so I can appreciate this has only really just got going, and we're quite early in the process. But when will we see changes as a result of these, and when are they planned to be implemented by?
Well, yes, you're right. It is early on in the process, and thus we do not know what changes the SCR will bring about. It is intended that they will begin in time for the ED2, which starts for DNOs in April 2023. I'd say on this, more information can be found on the Charging Futures Forum.
Yeah, the Charging Futures website is actually really good. It's got lots of podcasts, webinars, and summary documents and all the consultations and things. So it's very useful. Thanks for that, Dave. You've mentioned ED2, so that brings me nicely into another question. The DCP66A supplier forecast produced in May 2019 will extend into the first year of ED2, as it forecasts 4 years into the future. So what assumptions are we at this stage proposing to apply?
Well, as you say, we are in the very early stages in the planning for ED2. So the assumptions we'll be applying in the DCP66A are very basic, very simplistic, and only illustrative. We will, for the April 2023 year, we will basically be uplifting the ED1 final year base revenue by RPI and extending the pass-through and incentive revenue forecasts.
Okay, thanks, Dave. That brings an end to all the questions I have for yourself. I hope this podcast will prove useful to the understanding of our customers on Duos charging. And again, as we mentioned before at the start, if you've got any further questions, then please don't hesitate to get in touch with us on wpdpricing@westernpower.co.uk. Thank you for listening, and it's goodbye from me.
And it's goodbye from me.